Night fell. I went to bed. I slept pretty poorly. Man-eaters played a major role in my dreams, and I found it more or less appropriate that the French word for shark, requin, has its linguistic roots in the word requiem. The next day at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened by the steward, whom Captain Nemo had placed expressly at my service. I got up quickly, dressed, and went into the lounge. Captain Nemo was waiting for me.
"Professor Aronnax," he said to me, "are you ready to start?"
"I'm ready."
"Kindly follow me."
"What about my companions, Captain?"
"They've been alerted and are waiting for us."
"Aren't we going to put on our diving suits?" I asked.
"Not yet. I haven't let the Nautilus pull too near the coast, and we're fairly well out from the Manor Oyster Bank. But I have the skiff ready, and it will take us to the exact spot where we'll disembark, which will save us a pretty long trek. It's carrying our diving equipment, and will suit up just before we begin our underwater exploring."